The second sentence in the Gay Marriage Amendment says no legal status identical or substantially similar to marriage shall be recognized as valid for unmarried individuals. That language could be used by the state to defend against a lawsuit filed by the ACLU on behalf of 6 lesbian state employees demanding domestic benefits for their partners under Wisconsin's Equal Protection Clause. ACLU attorney Larry Dupuy says supporters of the amendment promised it would not ban such benefits. He says he'll use that pledge on behalf of his clients.
We're going to use their own words as support for the argument that that is not what the amendment does. It doesn't take away domestic partnership benefits.
Julaine Appling of the Family Research Institute says as long as the state doesn't offer benefits to couples because they're in a relationship that's similar to marriage, the amendment won't come into play.
It's going to depend on whether or not the courts are saying you're trying to approximate marriage. That's the bottom line.
But Appling says there's another reason the lawsuit should fail. She says if the ACLU wins, it will force county and municipal governments to follow suit and offer benefits to the partners of their gay employees.
All those other entities suddenly have no local control over the expenditure of funds to fund sexual relationships outside of marriage. I mean, that's the bottom line. That's what we're talking about. And I personally don't believe that it's in anyone's best interest to do that.
The lawsuit is tied up in appeals right now because the legislature wants to intervene on behalf of local governments to prevent exactly what Appling says could happen. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.